pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us now pray together before we study.
在我们开始研究之前，我们要一同祷告。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你保护我们平安，使我们再有这样的特权可与你研究真理。求主帮助每位听众，不但是可以明白你赐给他们的福音，更是求主的灵感动他们，使他们愿意准备等候主耶稣再来。我们这样祈求，自己不配，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Lesson 66，
第六十六课。
Lesson 66 is found in book 2，
第六十六课是在第二册课本里头。
The subject of lesson 66 is Signs on Earth，
第六十六课的题目是地上的预兆。
In answer to the disciples' question，
在回答门徒的问题，
What shall be the sign of thy coming，
你降临，
and the of the end of the world，
和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
The Lord mentioned not only signs in the heavens，
主不但是提到了天上的预兆，
He spoke of signs which would appear on earth，
他也提到在地上要显出的预兆。
Notice the signs enumerated in Matthew 24:6-7.
请注意在马太福音24:6-7所列举的预兆。
Enumerated or numbered in Matthew 24:6-7. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
See that you are not alarmed.
总不要惊慌。
For this must take place，
因为这些事是必须有的。
But the end is not yet，
只是末期还没有到。
For nation will rise against nation，
民要攻打民。
And kingdom against kingdom，
国要攻打国。
And there will be famines，
多处必有饥荒。
And earthquakes in various places，
和地震。
You will hear of wars and rumors of wars，
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
When I was 6 years old，
当我在六岁的时候，
I lived with my parents in Peking，
我跟我的父母亲住在北平。
One day while playing in our yard，
有一天在我家的院子里头玩的时候，
A bullet landed nearby，
有一个忽然有个子弹掉在附近。
All I can remember is that someone remarked，
我现在只能记得有人这样说，
吴佩孚 and 张作霖 are fighting，
就是吴佩孚跟张作霖在打仗。
From that day until now，
从那天一直到现在，
It seems that the noise of war，
好像战争的声音，
or war preparations，
或者是备战的声音，
has sounded ceaselessly in my ears，
不断地在我耳朵里头响着。
Is this not your experience？
这岂不也是你的经验？
The 20th century has been a century of war thus far，
直到现在二十世纪可以说是一个战争的世纪。
We are either in a period of hot war，
我们要不是处在一个热战的其中，
or cold war，
就是处在一个冷战的时期之中。
The constant fear is that the cold war will erupt into a hot war，
人们经常恐惧冷战会变成热战。
Yes, to erupt, that means to explode，
就是爆发。
This century has seen the two most devastating wars of all history.
在我们这一个世纪里头发生了两次在整个历史中破坏性最大的战争。
Or the two most destructive wars of all history. During the last 50 years,
在过去的50年之间
30 million lives have been lost because of war.
3000万人的生命因为战争而失去。
In World War II alone,
只在第二次世界大战里头
15 million lives were sacrificed.
就牺牲了15000人。
World War II,
第二次世界大战
concluded by the dropping of two atomic bombs.
因为投了两颗原子弹而结束了。
Since that time,
自从那个时候起
the great nations of earth,
世上的大国家
have felt they must possess nuclear weapons in order to preserve the peace.
都感觉他们必须要有核子武器才能保持和平。
The result has been a nuclear armament race,
结果就形成了一种核子军器的竞争
which chills the blood when one thinks of its possible outcome.
当人想到这种竞争可能产生的后果，真使人的寒心。
Yes, we speak of when a person becomes very much afraid, the blood chills, it speaks of chilling the blood.In 1952,
在1952年
America exploded its first hydrogen bomb.
美国爆发了第一颗氢气弹。
It was calculated to have 250 times the explosive force of the Hiroshima atom bomb.
有人计算它的爆炸力有那毁灭了十万人的那个广岛原子弹的250倍。
Which destroyed 100,000 lives.
那个原子弹曾经杀死了十万人。
Now the United States has an H-bomb.
现在美国的氢气弹
that is 2,000 times more destructive than the first atom bomb.
比第一颗原子弹的这个毁坏力要大2000倍。
And then, of course, we have heard in very recent news about the possibility.Of exploding a 100 megaton bomb.
现在在报纸上我们也听说可能要爆发这种一亿吨的这种核子弹。
Many have experienced war in their lifetime.
很多人在他们有生之日经历过战争。
Others have participated in war.
还有的人参加过战争。
Nearly all have lost at least one loved one who went to war.
几乎所有的人至少有一个他们所爱的人因为参加战争而死了。
No one wants war.
没有人喜欢需要战争。
However, the rumble of war seems to be heard in some section of the globe without a let up.
但是战争的声音却是一直可以不断地在世界的某些地区听到。
In other words, there is the sound of war somewhere in the world all the time. How apt are the words of Christ for today?
基督所说的话用在我们这个时期是多么样的恰当。
You will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
你们要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
With regard to war,
论到战争
Christ continued,
基督继续说
Nation will rise against nation
民要攻打民
And kingdom against kingdom
国要攻打国
This can refer to both civil war and international war
这个话可以用来指内战或者是国际之间的战争而言
It is bad enough to have nations at war with each other
国家之间互相打仗已经是够不好的了
But look at the nations whose own peoples are at war with each other.
但是请看有些国家之中他们自己人还在打仗。
The result is that people fight their own kind.
结果是同类相残。
Relatives fight one another.
同时操戈。
And in the commotion, families become divided.
在这种动荡之中，家庭也被分裂了。
Bringing great mental distress.
造成了莫大的精神方面的痛苦。
Aside from wars,
除了战争以外，
Christ mentioned that famines and earthquakes would become more and more widespread as the end draws near.
基督也提到，越靠近末后的时代，饥荒和地震也就越来越普遍。
Is this true?
这是实在的情形吗？
Let us notice a few statistics.
让我们来注意一些个统计。
Take famines first.
我们先看饥荒。
The 20th century is a century of scientific progress.
二十世纪可以说是科学昌明、进步很大的时代。
Yet it has seen history's most devastating famines.
然而在这个时期却发生了历史上最厉害的饥荒。
In 1016, a famine affected 30 million people.
在1016年，这个饥荒影响了3000万人。
In 1162, a universal famine affected 80 million people.
在1162年，有一个全球性的饥荒影响了8000万人。
In 1344,A famine in India affected 90 million people.
在1344年，在印度的饥荒影响了9000万人。
In 1769, famines affected 103 million.
在1769年，那饥荒影响了1.03亿人。
In 1877, a famine in China affected 116 million.
在1877年的中国，所有的饥荒影响了1.16亿人。
In 1920, famine in Europe affected 255 million.
在1920年，欧洲发生的饥荒影响了2.5亿人。
In 1946, famines in Europe, India, and China affected 500 million people.
在1946年，饥荒在欧洲、印度和中国影响了5亿人。
Or nearly one quarter of the world's population.
几乎是全世界人口的四分之一。
And I'm sure you would agree that in the last few years, famines have become even more widespread than before.
我相信各位都同意，到了最近这些年，饥荒比以前是越来越厉害了。
Then there is the record of earthquakes.
还有地震的记录。
The 20th century seems to hold the record for them too.
二十世纪也好像是在这一方面保持了最高的记录。
In 1920,
在1920年，
an earthquake in Gansu killed 200,000 people.
在甘肃所发生的一次地震杀害了200,000人。
In 1923, the Japan earthquake killed 100,000.
在1923年，日本的地震死伤了100,000人。
From AD 76 to 1850,
从主后76年到1850年之间，
History records an average of one earthquake in 8 years.
历史记载说每八年平均发生一次地震。
From 1850 to 1865,
从1850到1865年，
an average of one a year took place.
平均是每年发生一次。
From 1865 to 1868, it was 5 a year.
从1865年到1868年是每年五次。
Now the seismograph records thousands of earthquakes annually.
现在地震仪记录每年有好几千次地震。
Christ's prediction of wars, earthquakes, and famines has certainly come to pass.
基督论到战争、地震和饥荒的话确实是实现。
These current events should awaken every person to the solemn day in which we live.
这些个在眼前发生的事实，就是要提醒每一个人，我们正是处在一个严肃的日子之中。
Truly, the end of all things is at hand.
实在，万物的结局近了。
The vocabulary words to lesson 66.
第66课的生字。
14 in all.
一共是14个。
Number one.
第一个。
Enumerated.
列举。
Enumerated. 2. Bullet.
子弹.
Bullet. 3. ceaselessly，
不断的
ceaselessly or unceasing or erupt，
爆发
erupt。 5. devastating，
破坏
devastating。 6. armament，
军器
armament。 7. exploded，
爆炸
exploded。 8. hydrogen bomb，
氢气弹
hydrogen bomb。 9. explosive，
爆炸的
explosive。 10. rumble，
隆隆的声音
rumble。 11. widespread，
广泛
widespread。 12. statistics，
统计。
This is a hard word to pronounce， statistics。 13. seismograph，
地震仪
seismograph。 14. current，
现代的
current。 Let us read the lesson together in English。
我们要把这课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 66，
第66课，
Signs on Earth。 In answer to the disciples' questions， What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? The Lord mentioned not only signs in the heavens, he spoke of signs which would appear on earth. Notice the signs enumerated in Matthew 24, 6 and 7. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. When I was 6 years old, I lived with my parents in Peking. One day, while playing in our yard, a bullet landed nearby. All I can remember is that someone remarked, Wu Peifu and Zhang Zuoling are fighting. From that day until now, it seems that the noise of war, or war preparations, has sounded ceaselessly in my ears. Is this not your experience? The 20th century has been a century of war thus far. We are either in a period of hot war or cold war. The constant fear is that the cold war will erupt into a hot war. This century has seen the two most devastating wars of all history. During the last 50 years, 30 million lives have been lost because of war. In World War II alone, 15 million lives were sacrificed. World War II concluded by the dropping of 2 atomic bombs. Since that time, the great nations of Earth have felt that they must possess nuclear weapons in order to preserve the peace. The result has been a nuclear armament race which chills the blood when one thinks of its possible outcome. In 1952, America exploded its first hydrogen bomb. It was calculated to have had 250 times the explosive force of the Hiroshima atom bomb, which destroyed 100,000 lives. Now, the United States has an H-bomb that is 2,000 times more destructive than the first atom bomb. Many have experienced war in their lifetime. Others have participated in war. Nearly all have lost at least one loved one who went to war. No one wants war. However, the rumble of war seems to be heard in some section of the globe without a let-up. How apt are the words of Christ for today? You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. With regard to war, Christ said, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. This can refer to both civil war and international war. It is bad enough to have nations at war with each other, but look at the nations whose own peoples are at war with each other. The result is that people fight their own kind, relatives fight one another, and in the commotion, families become divided, bringing great mental distress. Aside from wars, Christ mentioned that famines and earthquakes would become more and more widespread as the end draws near. Is this true? Let us notice a few statistics. Take famines first. The 20th century is a century of scientific progress. Yet it has seen history's most devastating famines. In 1016, a famine affected 30 million people. In 1162, a universal famine affected 80 million people. In 1344, a famine in India affected 90 million people. In 1769, famines affected 103 million. In 1877, a famine in China affected 116 million people. In 1920, famine in Europe affected 255 million. In 1946, famines in Europe, India, and China affected 500 million people, or nearly one quarter of the world's population. Then there is the record of earthquakes. The 20th century seems to hold the record for them too. In 1920, an earthquake in Gansu killed 200,000 people. In 1923, the Japan earthquake killed 100,000. From A.D. 76 to 1850, history records an average of one earthquake in 8 years. From 1850 to 1865, an average of one a year took place. From 1865 to 1868, it was five a year. Now the seismograph records thousands of earthquakes annually. Christ's prediction of wars, earthquakes, and famines has certainly come to pass. These current events should awaken every person to the solemn day in which we live. Truly, the end of all things is at hand. Dear friends, the Holy Spirit has opened our eyes to the times in which we live.
亲爱的朋友，圣灵已经使我们看见正在发生的事情。
We see in the news the signs of Christ's coming.
我们在报纸上就可以看见关于基督复临的预兆。
May all of these current events awaken us to the times in which we live.
但愿这些正在发生的事情使我们能够看清我们所处的时代。
This is the reason why we call this program The Signs of the Times.
这就是我们称这个节目为时兆的缘故。
We also publish a Signs of the Times magazine.
我们也出版一种 这个刊物名叫做《时照月报》。
To warn the people of the times in which we live.
我们这是要提醒大家我们所处的是什么时代。
May God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。